Parental guilt is another topic that we don't talk about enough. And if it's not addressed properly, it will gnaw at us for life. It's one of those things that if we don't deal with it, it will add to the guilt, creating the snowball effect. So how do we address that? This is what we're going to talk about today. For those who don't know me, my name is Danielle C. Baker. I'm the founder and CVO of Being Connected. I'm also a registered early childhood educator with over 20 years experience in the field. I mostly work with parents and teachers to navigate the realities of what parenting is today. But don't get it twisted. When you work with me, we put the child's needs first. So we're gonna have to put our ego and pride aside, and let's get to it. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening and watching from. And of course, this is season three, so I do invite you to go back to the previous two seasons to see if there are any topics there that really speak to you and kind of reflect your reality of what you're going through now. So you can have a look at those seasons as well. Now, I'm going to jump right in. This is a topic when we're talking about parental guilt, is a topic that I struggled with a lot, especially when I was writing with my book. And it's actually one of the reasons why it took me longer to get my book out than expected, because as I was building this guide to help parents show up as they want as a parent, I started seeing where I lacked in my parenting when I was in survival mode. So this is very important to understand that depending on your realities, you do go through these moments where you do go into survival mode with stress, anxiety, and any other circumstances that are being dumped on you throughout your life. And that does affect your parenting in one way or another. And then once we pass that wave, we feel guilty about how we reacted and how we showed up for, or maybe not show up for our children. And I dealt with that when I was writing the book, and it wasn't easy. So the information I'm going to share with you in this episode has a lot to do with how I coped with it, and it's not perfect. I'm still working through it. But I realized, like, one of the toughest things for me was that in my work, I've helped thousands of families and thousands of parents to show up the way that they want to as a parent, and to make sure that they are not transferring over some of their wounds onto their children. But I wasn't able to do it for my own children. Or I lacked it when it came to my own children. And this is where I realized that the survival mode is tough, because your brain is not able to go into that. Oh, I don't want to scar my child for life. You're just surviving. So it was very tough. You do need to give yourself grace for it when you are going through these survival moments. You showed up the best way that you could at that moment. And now that you've passed that wave and you know better, you need to make those adjustments. It's your duty to make those adjustments. Because if you don't, then it's a choice. And it's no longer parental guilt. So I've had to work through that. I'll walk you through a little bit of how to cope with it and how to make sure that it doesn't repeat itself. But I'll be honest with you, it is a long process to forgive yourself if you didn't react or you didn't show up the way that you wanted. And I'm still going through it, so I'll let you know how that goes. But give yourself grace. It takes time. So we'll jump right to it. What is parental guilt, first of all, right? What is that? To kind of briefly put it is when you're feeling shame, anxiety, or you feel inadequate, when you feel like you're falling short on your own expectations as a parent. All right, so when we find out we're about to be parents, we have these expectations. Or even growing up, many of us have gone through, well, when I grow up, I'm not going to be like that with my kids, or this is what I want to do with my kids. But then you fall short of that, or you feel like you've fallen short of that. So that's where that guilt builds up and festers in you. It will negatively impact your mental health if you keep beating yourself up for it. When you're, especially when you're in reactive mode, it's afterwards when you've calmed down and you realize you didn't handle the situation properly, or you didn't show up in a nice, positive way for your children. It does take a toll on you after, where you're beating yourself up for the way that you showed up for your kids. I've broken it down into three main factors of where the conflict happens. And the first one is it's an internal conflict. So it's a conflict between your desire to be the perfect parent, whatever that means to you, and the perceived failures that you've had in meeting those expectations. So it really is a conflict of, this is how I'm going to be a perfect parent, or that I expect myself to be a perfect parent. And then I do something that to me is perceived as, okay, I failed. So now you're beating yourself up to say I'm a bad parent. That's your internal conflict. The second one is the societal or family pressures. We have a lot of pressures, especially as new parents, coming in from everybody, from social media, from the news, and from our own families. There is that pressure of holding up the same family values that may not work for you, right? Or keeping up with the Joneses, because this is what we're bombarded with as parents, especially when you're new parents. Your neighbors got it doing this, the whole community is doing this. Why don't you have your kids in soccer or volleyball? You know, why aren't you walking around and matching outfits all the time? So that pressure comes very harshly, and it feeds into that first part of the internal conflict where you're coming in expecting to have meals prepped, the house clean, cute little matching outfits, and you have all your stuff together, but you really don't. And let's be honest, that's just not realistic. So that is a huge one when it comes to adding on to your parental guilt, is that society pressure or family pressure. So the side note for that, because this family pressure comes in very strongly. So whether it is your own family or your other parents, the other parents' family, where they're saying they will come across as their way is the perfect way to show up as a parent. Before you start beating yourself up, just remember that you are partnered up, especially if it's your partner's or the co-parents' family. You're partnered up with one of their kids. And how well is that going for you? All right. How well did their parenting work in your situation? Because if you're feeling guilty as a parent, that means that your partner or the co-parent is not supporting you in helping you relieve that guilt. It basically is, it's all on you at this point. So there's been a lack there. Don't compare yourself to the in-laws. Don't compare yourself to your own parents. Your own parents will somehow tell you how great they were, and you're thinking back going, wait a minute, that's not the childhood I remember. So just keep that in mind when it comes to family pressure, society pressure. Stop listening to them. Nobody's bragging about how they're messing up their kids, right? So, and also don't forget that, especially for influencers that are on social media, just remember, no matter how perfect life is, again, nobody's bragging about how they're messing up their kids, but if their kids are in there all the time with them on social media, then they are the type of parents who are exploiting their children for monetization. So they are those parents. Question is, do you want to be that parent? And there's also the fact that it does take time to create content. It does take time to grow a following. So all this time that they're spending on it, they're not showing up for their kids. Keep that in mind as well. So those perfect parenting influencers, start asking, are they really as hyped up as they appear to be? So stop comparing yourself to them. The last one of the third one is the self-blame, where we start blaming ourselves for the fact that our children are struggling, or if they get negative outcome. This is very common for parents who have children that may not be as healthy as they expected to them to be. So even if it's a physical illness, or if it's a neurodivergent thing where they get a diagnosis and now they're beating themselves up for it. So whenever their children are failing at something or they're struggling with something, especially for those children that are or may be socially awkward, parents will feel guilty that the fact that they're not making as many friends as they want to, they're getting picked on, it builds up into anger, which then makes you more reactive, and then you've beat yourself up even more for being that parent. So it is a huge thing as a parent to blame yourself for the struggles that your child is going through, even though it's something that could be completely out of your control. You had nothing to do with it, but you want to fit that perfect parent mold so much that you're beating yourself up for those circumstances. So that
Oh,
will add fuel to the fire as well when it comes to parenting guilt. So those are what I would say are the three major reasons why we end up getting into that parental guilt. But I'm going to walk you through four causes of that. What causes that? Why is it that some of us will go through these and they be able to let that go and keep focusing on just becoming a better parent as we're learning? But some of us get stuck on it and we just get harder and harder on ourselves. So I'm going to mention four. Those are the main ones as well. But I think they show up in many of the families that I've worked with and myself specifically. But they do show up in one way or another. The first one is perfectionism. No, we struggle with that a lot, is we just create this unrealistic standards of being the perfect parent or being better than our parents or showing the community how great we are. And so that is a very negative thing to be, or a place to be, because with this perfectionism, now when you're a perfectionist, you just want to, everything needs to be perfect. And that will drive you insane, literally. And it will drive your children insane as well. So we need to address that very specifically, is when you start asking yourself, okay, what's causing this? Why do I feel guilty? Why do I feel that shame? Why do I feel inadequate? If perfectionism comes up, if you are a perfectionist, know that that is one of the main reasons why it's affecting your parenting. I always say that what you don't heal in yourself will show up in your parenting. And being a perfectionist is a huge thing that you do need to work on yourself. You do need support and help to get over that so that you're not transferring this trauma over to your child. So perfectionism is definitely a huge cause for parental guilt, because you've created these this unrealistic standards that you're trying to live by, and you're focusing on that as opposed to focusing on being present with your children. The other main cause, and that's a huge one, that's one that I struggled with a lot, is balancing responsibilities. You're not just a parent. You are a wife or a husband or a partner. You work. You have responsibilities within your community. So the list adds on, right? You're a sibling. You're a child that needs to care for your aging parents. There are so many different hats that you wear. And you're not showing them showing up fully for those either. So if you're creating these unrealistic expectations for yourself as a parent, you're doing the same as a coworker. You're doing the same as a business owner. You're doing the same as a partner, as a friend, as a community member. You're creating all of those in all of these different areas of your life, and you're not able to maintain that. So the parental guilt doesn't just show up in your parenting. It will show up at work. If you're late or you can't go to work because your kids are sick or your kids are at the hospital and you have this huge project or this deadline you need to meet, you're now beating yourself up as well for not showing up for work. But then you're feeling guilty because you're kind of angry at your kids, or you're not properly taking care of your child's health because you're stressing over work. And it's the same with the community. You're not showing up, or you need to cancel plans, things like that. Whatever it is that's showing up for you, it shows up in everything as a parent, and it will affect you quite a lot if you don't get that in check. So reevaluate where you're putting your energy, if that's and why you're putting your energy there, what is more important to you, so that you can help yourself not put extra stress on you in the other areas of your life. Another cause, which I mentioned in the reason, but it is huge, is if your child struggles. So if you're one of the parents where your child is not as healthy as you expected the child to be, you will blame yourself for the struggles. You may get angry. Why is this happening to my child? Why is this happening to me? Especially if you are a perfectionist as well. So now we're blending the causes. This was not what I signed up for, right? That's what it comes down to. So you will feel guilty if your child struggles. You're putting that stress on yourself. You're trying to fix something that you can't fix. Your child has to learn. So instead of taking that on, you need to support your child. And that can be hard because now you're thinking that I'm not a good parent. I'm not able to help my child in this situation. And so that builds up very quickly. You'll feel alone. You don't feel like you have the support from your surroundings as well. So that'll just add on. And you'll feel guilty for being angry about it or for being upset or all of the other emotions that you go through. It will add on to the guilt. So that one is a huge one as well. The other cause is one that I was struggling with as well, and I still do, is remembering past mistakes. So you will react, like I mentioned before, sometimes to certain situations that you were not too proud of because you were in survival mode, because you were stressed out, because, so many reasons, right? But eventually we snap and we react and we don't like the way that we reacted or showed up for our children, and that will come back to you. That's one of the main things that I went through when I was writing the book, is all the times that I just see it now. I couldn't see it then. But I see it now that I really didn't show up the way that I wanted to. I only showed up the way that I could at that moment. So that is a huge one as well, where you're remembering past mistakes, and those memories are going to resurface once in a while. And you're just going to cringe. It's normal, but give yourself grace. Now that you know better, you can do something to make sure it doesn't happen again. But you will need to learn and work on forgiving yourself, so that you can get past that and it doesn't fester in you, because it doesn't get better over the years. And it just because your kids are grown, like in my situation, my kids are grown, but I'm still a parent. They're still my children. And I still beat myself up for some of the stuff that I wasn't able to do for them when I was struggling. So give yourself grace for that one, but it is a huge cost when you start remembering. I've worked with parents who are were when they were going through recovery or before they decided to go in recovery, and now that they're clean, they realize how they showed up, and now they're really beating themselves up for it. If you were in a toxic relationship and you finally get yourself out of that relationship, and now you're beating yourself up for giving your children a toxic other parent, which is in itself, that will be on a whole other topic. But we take that on. We feel guilty for our mistakes, and that transfers over to our children. So this is why we need to work on that and make it better. So I'm going to leave you with this one last thing of how do we cope with that? Because, like I said earlier, I'm not fully recovered from some of the guilt that I've put on myself. And I don't know if I ever will, to be honest with you. I'm going through it. It's better. But how do you cope with that? So the first thing that I would recommend, or that I suggest, or that I work with, is challenging those negative thoughts. So you have this negative energy, this negative thought. Challenge it and turning it into a positive. So it's very easy for us to focus on the things that we've done wrong. And if we can switch it into, what have I done right? Right? What have I corrected? That's going to help you a lot. But it is a muscle to work. Like I said, it's a lot easier to remember the bad things as opposed to remembering the good things. So this is actually why I created the Parenting with Gratitude journal that I have. It is available. You can always message me if you want a copy. But it's to focus on the good things. We always focus about what the child did to annoy us, or what we're going wrong, or what the co-parent did, or what the in-laws did, or what the co-workers did. So let's focus on, in the morning, how do I want to show up? What is my child doing great? Looking at the positive things will help you switch that, so you move away from the guilt And it's also showing your child how to manage that so that they don't have to go through it when they get older. So acknowledge the negative thought and switch it into something positive right away, into your positive self-talk as well, is so important. Just remember that you may not have known better, whatever the situation is, but you do now. So you can change that now. You can stop it from there now that you know better. You can move on. And if you choose not to, then it's a choice. Another way to cope is you need to focus on the bigger picture. Parenting is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a long-term thing. Like I mentioned, my kids are grown. I'm still a parent. So it's a marathon. It's really a long-term thing. So stop focusing on, I mentioned marathon. So stop focusing on how you messed up on mile 8, right? Or that you didn't train or didn't eat the right carbs on the day before your marathon. Don't focus on that, but focus on the finish line. Focus on the bigger picture. That's going to help you as well to eliminate that guilt. You have to remember that mistakes are normal. We are human. Especially if you're comparing yourself to your parents, just remember that this kind of exercises will make you realize that your parents were also just trying to figure it out as they went along. They weren't as perfect. And this is one of the things in these unrealistic expectations is as children, we believe that parents and adults are perfect. We have to, it's a survival thing. They're taking care of us, they're keeping us alive. They're helping us when we're sick, so of course they're not, they can never do anything wrong. So we believe that parents are perfect, and we bring that into adulthood when we become parents. We are expecting to be perfect, but then we realize that it's impossible, and then we realize that our parents were not perfect, and it just snowballs from there. So just remember that mistakes do happen. It's how you handle the mistake that makes a difference. Keep that in mind. Another thing that you can do is prioritize self-care, but now be careful. I don't like that term self-care because a lot of people are using it as a way to escape from their responsibilities, right? Instead of dealing with the situation, oh, I need time off. I need to go for a hike. I need to go for a walk. So just make sure that it's not avoidance. Self-care, if you're not true to yourself, it's also not helpful. You're just adding fuel to the fire again. So make sure that you find what recharges you, what gets you out of your rut, and set those boundaries that you need to set with the family, with the community, with work, and with your own children as well, to make sure that you stay solid so that you can be a solid parent as well. So don't get trapped into self-care. The self-care is not about masks or a day at the spa or a massage. It can be. But if you're going away for the weekend to get away from home, that's not self-care. That's avoidance. So be careful with that because the term is not used properly. You need to seek support. You need that support system. You can't do it alone. Parenting was never meant to be done alone. That's why you had a village. So you can build your own village. It's not your actual village, but find the people that will help you. Find where you need the help the most and find people that can support you with that. It's very important to have that support and to have those really good friends that will let you vent without judgment. It's so important because that is my self-care, is being able to vent all of your frustrations to people who you trust and people that know that you're just venting, that you don't actually feel that way. You just need to let the steam out. Focus on the positive. Of course, I mentioned that earlier, but I can't stress how important that is. That is a hard muscle to work. It really is. So keep focusing. Every time you have a negative thought about yourself or your parenting or your children, flip that around and say, oh no, I'm not falling into that trap. Again, that's why the journal is so helpful, because you do this every day. You're working out that muscle every day to be able to build it. And just because you're listening to this episode and we're almost at the end and you actually made it to the end, comment journal and I will send you a free digital copy of it so you don't have to go out and buy it. So if you're still watching, thank you. I do appreciate it. And it shows that you are taking this seriously. So just comment, journal, and I will contact you so that I can send it to you, a digital copy. All right. We just want to help. as much as we can, right? The last thing you can do to cope with your parental guilt, this is a huge one, especially now, is to limit your exposure to unrealistic expectations, especially in social media or just regular media. So cut those out. You don't need to be watching the influencers. You don't need to be listening to all of the podcasts on parenting. Choose the ones that work for you. Choose the one that are neutral and objective, right? And just remember that nobody's bragging about how they're screwing up their kids or how bad they are as parents. And keep that in mind, that vision of these people have their shit together, excuse the language, but that's really what it feels like when you're a parent. Some that are great, I'm not bashing on everybody here. There's some that are great, but find those. Find those to make sure that you're getting the right information, that you're getting the right image of what you should be focusing on, and find out what works best for you, right? Kind of drown out that background noise. So I hope this was helpful. Again, like I said, this is a long recovery when you're dealing with parental guilt, and really do go easy on yourself. It's hard. Those are your babies. You this probably the only people you love unconditionally. So it's hard when you know that you've hurt them unintentionally, and work with it, work with those coping mechanisms, get the help that you need. I'm here to help. So again, if you watch this all the way through, you can contact me. I will also add my email address. So you can just email me if you don't want to comment on a public platform. Email me at danielle@beingconnected.ca. I'll leave it in the description. And just send me an email to send like a copy of the journal, and I will send it to you for free. I'll send you a digital copy so you can start working that positive muscle as a parent. So I want to thank you again for watching all the way
If you
through.
have any questions,
You can always ask. I'm here for you. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. Until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.